So, with respect to the play that I wrote, it's called If I Am. The whole idea was, I mean, it took me ages to actually think of what the title was, but the whole idea was this, I don't know, it's kind of a pseudo-philosophical or semi-philosophical kind of exploration into the idea of, or into this kind of debate between two ideas that that I know that I'm human, this is me, that's all that it could be because I know this, and that's what makes me human, versus the idea of you've been programmed to think that that's not who you really are, you can be something else, regardless of what your memories are, or all this kind of thing, because you need to break through what you think what you think has been your upbringing, or what you think has been the things that have formed you, and you can actually completely define yourself independently of that, versus the idea of somebody saying, no, every little moment has led up to what I am now, and will decide what options I have or where I'm going to move in the future. And that was also kind of explored through the idea of how could you know whether you are a robot, an android, or a human, or whether you're a human. So it's also kind of, I don't know, looking at that. And the way that I did it was, I don't know, I wanted to make it really, really simplistic and really, really just about the text, just to make it about the conversations. Because I don't know, it's just for whatever reason, I just wanted to, instead of having a player's show that was trying to have all these in-jokes, trying to have all of these fancy bits and things like that, and all these kind of political stances and all that kind of thing. Like, I was in this one play called Death and Dancing, which was made a lot better by the director and the co-director, they kind of chopped and changed the script and kind of like rewrote it a little bit, and they made it a lot less ridiculous. But like the whole play was just filled with like, I can't remember what the name of the writer was, Claire Foley or something like that, or something like that. But she. Just, it was constant, like, the whole thing was constantly, like, it was, like, every single thing was a statement piece, or everything was, like a down with, like, systemic values of what gender is, and all the kind of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, but you're not really putting across a point here, you're just, like, the entire thing, like, it was just me and this other girl, both of us are called Max, and it's just our interactions with each other through the whole thing. But there's constant fucking proselytization. There's constant, like, you know, speaking from a soapbox, going like, "Don't you understand, people? That it's not like this. I won't stand for this any longer. I'm gonna start a revolution," and all the and, which is all well and good. But if she'd actually, Claire Foley, I think her name is, or Claire. Fielding, no, I'm not sure, but if she'd actually written dialogue well, she would have been able to actually explore that well. However, instead, you just had like two characters who would alternate between, "I'm now gonna launch into a monologue about stuff that like doesn't really tie together in normal conversation, but I'm gonna get emotional and that's gonna make up for it." And like, so it's not really dialogue, it's not really actually exploring anything, it's just kind of just, "I'm gonna say words at you and you have to listen because you paid to be here." Which is kind of frustrating, but If I Am, I guess, kind of fell into the same trap, but it was a lot more through dialogue instead of people launching into these big monologues. It was more kind of people talking to each other and trying to compare ideas and trying to basically beat each other at a debate. But I don't know, and it was kind of the way that I explored it was really, really simple. It was just there was two sides of the stage. There was just one side where there was the android character who was sitting there, and then there was the other side where all of the nurses and other doctors and things, they were all sitting there and having chats and sharing gossip and just talking about whatever, talking about nothing. And the only one that crossed between the two sides was Dr. Redmond, who was the main character, so to speak, and she would go back and forth between them, talk to all the doctors and all that. They'd share personal stories. There was one scene where I guess it was kind of out of place, but I still quite liked that it was there, where it was kind of like a weirdly comedic scene in the middle of a completely dry play. There was this one character who was like, yeah, so, and nobody was listening. He was like, yeah, so, my friend Jimmy, he started going to the gym, huh? He's getting pretty ripped and stuff. Nobody's listening to me. I thought I'd take up wood carving, or I'd take up carpentry. It's pretty, pretty cool. Nobody care. Hired a prostitute last week because she held me as I cried. Okay. And for whatever reason, I felt it appropriate to just throw that in there. Like, there was a reason. Like, I mean, it was to, like, show how human it was, I wanted a bit of humor. The whole idea with the play was, it's just kind of, I can't write things anymore without getting philosophical. Like that's kind of the trap from studying philosophy, is that I end up having to include it in everything that I do. Like, I swear to God, there's a few books things that hopefully will turn into books in the works. And one of them, like one of the main characters is just straight up, it's a big fantasy book, and in that world, wizards are philosophers. So, one of the characters is a wizard / philosopher who comes from this academy where, the way that you, the way that you graduate, so to speak, is that you either present a great work of magic or a great work of philosophy, and that's how you become a wizard and all that. And, he's not the main character, he's a secondary character, but, he's... the whole idea is that he's going off on this philosophical exploration. That's why he's journeying through the land. There's this other one which is about the superhero problem and the morality of it. And I there are times when I really think this is just me shiting on about things that I think about in class. Like, that's all that I'm doing. But I don't know. It's fun to do anyway. I try to not get too heavy into stuff, and not the biggest part is I try to avoid the jargon. Like, in philosophy, the jargon, the vocabulary is the worst. Like, you're not a philosopher until you've come up with 13 new words for a concept that already existed. Like, you just fucking have to read this paper, and you need a dictionary just to, the words aren't even in the dictionary. They're all made up. Like, that's the thing, that's the secret about philosophers. They just make shit up and they just keep talking. That's how I got here. But the thing is that they've all got all their own particular terms for things, and that's what I think is, that's probably what my thesis is going to be on, what my dissertation is going to be on when I'm writing it, is probably is the problem with language in philosophy, is the fact that so many people are talking about the same concepts, but they're using completely different words for them. And the thing is that so many people are so hung up on language and what words mean that they fail to see the concepts or the objects that are behind the words, and they just think that they're the same thing. And so that's why I think so many people get trapped in this weird circular argument in philosophy, where so many philosophers are saying the same stuff, but they're just saying in different ways, but they think they're disagreeing, and it makes no sense. Oh God, yeah, no, it's a hell of a course. I don't know. The main thing though, I really do love philosophy as a course, but I think as time goes on, I hope to be able to move on and do other stuff. Acting and writing, hopefully. I'd love to publish stuff eventually. I've got a Tumblr as well. I should probably plug the Tumblr on this, for my poetry. Because I'm one of those guys that just goes hey, I've got poetry on Tumblr, woo. It's just this weird stuff. I got a reblog the other day, though, on my Tumblr, which I was very proud of. I've been watching this Netflix show, The Keepers, which is about this just awful, awful well, the disappearance of a nun up in America when she, that she worked at the school. I was just there's this one guy in it, or this one priest called Father Maskell, who systematically, thank God.